and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning.
Hello, Mr. Mayor.
How are you, buddy?
That's nice.
It's good to be back.
It is. It's great. It's great that you're back. And you had a long, you had a really long.
It was great, man. Went up to the UP.
Day.
The weather was so perfect. It was unbelievable.
And you chopped wood for your brother?
We did everything in the world.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, this is never good when Todd walks into
Todd,
our studio.
What's the deal?
I feel like I'm doing something really wrong.
Oh, my God.
Okay, how
there
do you?
There we go. That's a little bit better. Pete,
much better.
Pete, do something.
I think maybe the cleaner's bumped.
Nah, it's right. Pete Schwab. Let's blame it all on Pete. I'm still mad at Pete forever.
Well, you know, yeah.
Because he didn't put me in his movie.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, he didn't know you then.
Huh?
He didn't know you then.
He knew me.
He said
he could have put me in. It was a jealousy thing.
Okay. That's right. You didn't have to take over.
You didn't get an award
right.
For acting.
So.
Oh, by the way, speaking of which, I found the article from the Scottsdale, Arizona.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Listen to me. Jim, yeah, can I just finish?
No, I want to hear it. I want to hear it. It's an award, I'm sure, or something to do about you. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Scottsdale Times.
Right.
Scottsdale, Arizona.
84. 83.
What do you mean?
What year?
78. 7.
Oh.
But anyway, but it was a review on the play I was in, Steam Bath.
Yes.
And it mentioned great, excellent performances were turned. And okay, here's the deal. Just listen, please. Can I just listen? And it said by John Mino. Okay.
Notice how I said great, great. I meant excellent. I meant excellent. Okay. So, all right. Yes. Excellent. Excellent. Okay. Performance by John Mino.
And then it says, I'm not just saying that. These actors are great.
Okay. Find it.
I got it. I'll bring it in.
Okay.
Just to prove to you.
And it was Steamboat?
Yeah.
But did you play in Steamboat?
The guy I played Gottlieb, God's assistant. It was set. Do you know the play Steamboat? It
I
was a
not.
Big Broadway play. Bill Bixby was the star.
Okay.
Remember Bill Bixby from Courtship of Eddie's Father?
Yeah.
And My Favorite Martian?
Yes.
And I played the kid and, you know, God's assistant. And the Scottsdale paper wrote about me.
So you performed that in front of the public or just school?
At Arizona State.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why didn't you pursue acting? You
got
two awards in a row.
I know. I should have.
Nugani.
I should have.
Citizen.
I'm still thinking about doing that. I think when I retire, I'm going to move to LA and try to get like bit parts.
You know.
Even like extra roles.
It's funny we're talking about this morning. So I was with my kids this weekend, right? And one of my kids lives in New York and is a physician. But she said, they said, how was that going? She goes, when that's over, I want to get into acting because there's
when
a lot of
over
when she
being a doctor making $500,000 a year.
Yeah, right. That's
you're going to leave that ever.
Yeah.
My God.
I thought that was kind of interesting that she said she because there's a lot of older actors.
Yeah.
In, it's not like you have to be.
That's what I mean.
An athlete. Like you have to be 22.
No,
and
you could be. There's parts for everybody.
Right.
So that's why I think me being older now, getting a little bit older. You know,
but I'm supporting that and saying that.
Thank you.
She said the same thing that it could be a second, third career for a lot of people, but because there's a lot of parts.
That's what I mean.
And she would prefer the theater versus you would like to do probably the movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I don't know.
I'm going to give it a shot.
I would, if I were you, you might want to just do a little theater here, you know, talk to Gizmo, get into Evergreen or that, you know,
actually, that's not a bad idea, Jim.
I would do it.
Yeah.
Because then when you go out there, you say, wait, I've been acting in Green Bay.
They, for the resume. Yeah, I'm going to give it a shot.
Sought after.
Yeah.
So I don't even audition anymore. I just show up.
I'm Brando.
Right. I turn a lot of stuff down.
Yeah. I'll see if it fits in
that would
schedule.
Be really.
So I'm going to do that.
That, okay, you've. Again, back to that turtle. You have a lot of wishes, but that one,
could
that could happen.
Could
again, I would start now.
Yeah.
And get into some just get yourself up on stage again with like that Gilligan's Island and that kind of stuff. But yeah.
Okay. Good there one. You go. All right. Thank you. Fun.
So I want to hear a little bit more about, because we missed you those 2 days. We had two good guests, hosts, not as good as you, of course, but we had Frank came in.
Okay.
And then do you know
which by the way, I got to tell you, Jim, right away, last name, got it wrong.
I did.
Oh, yeah.
I did.
Who wrong?
Frank.
Frank Hermes, right?
Yeah.
Hermes. Yeah, it's Herman's, like Herman Munster.
But then, but like Herman Munster.
Yes.
Yep.
They got me straight. Do you know what he did for Memorial Day?
What?
He bought his wife a VIP backstage pass and a meet and greet with Mickey Dolan. And they drove
from
down,
the monkeys.
Yeah, and they drove down where? To Iowa. In Iowa.
Oh my God!
Like I was in Davenport, but he was leaving like at dark o'clock the next morning.
How old is Mickey Dolan?
What do you say? 80? 81?
Oh, he's got.
And,
I mean,
and he.
I was like 10 years old when the monkeys show was
right.
on.
And the other thing,
79.
That's he's all. 70. I would have thought even older. Oh my God!
And they were. I'm curious to talk to him about that, but. It was like a big, big deal to those two because she's a little younger than Frank, but that was just their highlight. No kids, which makes it probably even more fun for those two. Yeah, that's what he did for the weekend with Mickey Dolan, and he was all excited about it. So he was singing.
Monkey songs? hey, we're the monkeys.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
But that is an interesting backstory to that. I mean, you know, those guys weren't on TV all that long. I just think they were on for like 10 years. I think the run was
two.
That's
years.
All it was? Yeah. Wow.
But it'd be fun to talk to him about that. And then we had Shannon from the new community shelter. She came on and has always loved radio. I mean, high school. Cool. It just was so. It sent me a great thank you note, Todd. I'm sure she copied you on that. But
she did not. But that's fine.
All right. Then I will. Just she was.
That was very subtle.
She did not. Anyway, it was.
Oh, yeah, she did not, Jim.
Anyway, it was. We missed all right. you, but all right.
Cool.
And you got all the stuff done up there.
Yep.
Did you get a log? Did you rent a log splitter? Or did you do it by hand?
No, we got it. It's running. We got a new one.
Good.
It's working good. I did so much manual. Yesterday, I literally could almost not walk the back of my thighs part. Did so much manual labor up there with cutting and hauling lumber and stuff. So it was great.
Fun.
Phenomenal. Loved it. Loved it. Loved it. Loved it. That's my little getaway type thing where somebody needs to just sort of, that's my thing, going out in the woods and love it. Love it, love it, love it.
I participated in my granddaughter's baptism. I only have one granddaughter. So we're Catholics.
Yeah, so am I.
No, I'm pointing to you, saying you and I are Catholics, grew up in that pretty traditional baptism.
Oh my God,
You know, I mean.
Crazy traditional.
Yeah. That thing, that they're Episcopalian. In a river, and a fast-moving river.
Do they do, where they dunk you?
The
baby. Oh, I would never do that. I hate getting water in my nose, even in a shower. I hate it.
Even if it meant going to hell?
It doesn't matter. Satan, I'm on your side, buddy. I'm not doing this crap. Oh, I hate even watching that when they do that.
Yeah,
it's like if somebody ever waterboards me, I will tell you everything you want to know.
Yeah,
I will tell you, here's our position, here's where the missiles are, here's whatever. Just please don't put water up my nose.
And that was a fast moving current. So
my God.
So Jim and I, Jim Martin.
There could have been water moccasins in there.
Somebody said they saw a snake.
That's what I'm saying.
Satan showed up.
My Lord.
I didn't see it.
Jeez.
I would have been back in the car. But it was, and when the families, it's the parents and then, of course, the godparents. And they all, with their clothes on, just right into the water.
Oh.
And the priest is there, I guess they're called priests, right? Episcopalian. And it's really it's great. And the music, as I told you, is down in Nashville is the best, you know, and they brought it right out the guitars. They're singing on the side of the river. But
they dunked him?
Oh, yeah.
And they did it to the baby?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, my God. I'd be so pissed if I was that baby.
And then they hold the baby up like Lion King. You know, that's what I thought of. I don't know if anybody else did, but, you know, they hold it. It, and everybody cheers. It was really kind of cool. It was like really cool. I just so different than the baptisms that you and I and Catholics. It's so It just,
they just take the little thing, put it in the forehead, the whatever, whatever.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, so that's what I do.
Do you, Michael, reject Satan?
Right, right.
Right, as he's knocking off the other five members of the family in
right,
New York.
Right.
Mo Green, remember he shot Mo Green right through the eye? Remember that?
No.
Mo Green was getting the massage, and he lifts up and he puts his glasses on, and the guy shoots him right through the eye. Remember Clemenza? Was it Clemenza that shot him? Remember Mo Green? The Godfather.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Anyway, but that those
Do you know
Catholics.
Who the baby was in the movie? The actual baby for the baptism?
Those guys were
It was is Francis Ford Coppola's daughter, Sophia.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh?
That's who played the part of the baby. And then she played the starring role in Godfather 3, which was a total flop.
Yeah.
But she also played the sister in a really good movie. What was the movie, Todd? Peggy Sue Got Married.
All right.
Peggy Sue Got Married. She played the sister. That was a great movie. Do you remember that?
No, I didn't see that. No.
You never saw that movie?
No.
Oh, my God. It was such a great movie. Peggy Sue Got Married?
No, I didn't see that. Okay. Godfather, of course.
Yeah.
That, of course, we didn't.
How'd you not see Peggy Sue Got Married? It was a really good movie.
Todd, did you see it?
Everybody saw it.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, did you?
You saw it. Everybody saw it.
Everybody saw it.
Nicolas Cage.
Don't do a...
It was. Cool,
but, okay, all right.
All right. Everybody saw Peggy Sue Got Married.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Well, today is National Hamburger Day.
Why not?
Why not? Hamburger, part of every nutritious breakfast. What's that from? Pulp Fiction.
Oh, see, I didn't.
All right.
I'll pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
What does that mean? What's that from?
Oh, come on.
I don't know.
I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. Mr. Wimpy?
Mr. Wimpy. From,
Popeye
the Sailor Man?
Yes.
Oh,
he
I don't know.
He said that every week.
Who did?
The guy who, always wore the suit. From Popeye. Did you watch Popeye when you were a kid?
No.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Now that, okay, that's right up there with Batman. That's weird. That is weird. Okay, wow.
It's okay. Brisket Day. I don't know much about brisket.
Well, that's
World Hunger Day. Gladys Knight and Rudy, it's your birthday today, Rudy.
Yes, it is.
Rudy, it's your birthday. Rudy Giuliani right next to me. Gladys Knight, one of the greatest songs of all time, Midnight Train to Georgia.
Yep.
Yeah.
Of all time. This is a great song, too.
This is for the water from the baptism.
This
isn't
is great.
That nice.
This is from the spring of 1975.
This is the kind of stuff these guys sang.
Moon, I believe it. All right, we're going to set a break. Back breakfast. LA. Proved too much for the man. He couldn't take it.
So he's leaving the life.
He's come to know.
She's really good.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Minow and his pip. Jim, I was expecting you to sing the backup on that.
Going back to find.
Well, they. Yes, okay, they're.
Love that song. That's one of my all-time favorite songs.
Yes.
And how, like, if I'm dying, like if I'm on my deathbed and people say, we're going to play the music he likes, I want that as one of my songs.
Oh, you have a lot of songs.
I know. It's going to be a long day. I'm going to linger.
You should,
I'm going to linger.
I'll be sad when you die, but it should probably be like cancer because you have a lot of stuff.
I know. It's good. I'm going to linger.
Yeah, you need to linger. You can't, it can't be a.
It's kind of like that old joke with Ano and Toivo. Did he linger? Where I think. Never tell you that joke.
No, I don't know if that's appropriate. Okay. How old is she today?
It's an old Finlander joke. Do you know Finlander jokes at all?
Yes.
Ano and Toivo?
Right.
Ano. Okay, can I just tell you real quick?
All right.
Yes or no?
Yeah, yes. We don't have a choice. She's already started.
It's very corny and whatever. But
okay.
This is a quintessential Uper Finlander
right,
joke.
Right. Isn't it Ali?
I'm sorry?
Don't you guys, is it, what are the names?
Ano and Toivo.
Okay, but don't you use Ollie sometimes up
no,
there, too?
No, that's a Wisconsin thing.
Okay.
right, go ahead. Ollie and Lena, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I could tell you some Ollie and Lena jokes that are just terrible.
Anyway, okay, go ahead.
Einon Toivo.
Okay, Einon Toivo.
They worked at the Bosch Beer Factory in Houghton.
All right.
And Einon has to go to Toivo's wife and say, Martha, I got some bad news for you. Toivo fell into the vat of Bosch beer today, and he drowned. Mm-hmm. And she said, oh, my God, that's such a terrible, terrible story. That's so horrible news. My God, but just tell me something, Einon. Do you think it was a quick death, or do you think he lingered? He said, I hate to tell you, but I think he lingered. Oh, my God, why do you say that? Well, he did climb out twice to take a leak.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's funny.
Wow. That's my Finlander joke of the day. Rest in peace. Just got this text. Bill Walton, 71 years old. I didn't even know he was sick. Yeah. Did you?
I didn't. I just read that he died of cancer.
I had no idea. He was fun to listen to. Strange, obviously.
He had some rants, right?
Oh, yeah. But he was fun. He cut right through the BS.
Yeah.
You know, he wouldn't, you know, whatever. And he was a great player. My God, when he was healthy. It's really a shame. And you know what? It's so funny sometimes where athletes, they don't get hurt. You know what his big problem came from? Playing Frisbee in the yard with somebody on, like, 4th of July, and he stepped on a sprinkler head.
Right, it was his foot.
That was the problem. That caused all of his problems.
Really?
Yeah, and the same thing, Mickey Mantle, in 1951 in the World Series, Joe DiMaggio was playing left field, Mickey Mantle was playing center field, because DiMaggio lost a lot of his speed, you know, just got older. So there's this fly ball that a normal left fielder would have gotten to, and Mickey Mantle could see that DiMaggio couldn't get to it. So Mantle really sped up to get to it, and he stepped on a sprinkler head and tore up his knee, and that affected him for the rest of his career.
Really?
Yeah, a sprinkler head. And same exact thing happened to Bill Walton. They stepped on a sprinkler head, and that
disrupted
their careers.
In the article, they just said that he had
foot problems. But it was because of stepping on that sprinkler, playing Frisbee. Oh, isn't that crazy? Yeah.
That's not that old, 71.
That to me seems, that used to seem really old. Now to me it seems, oh my gosh, he's that young? Yeah, not the slightest bit old.
We were talking about that this weekend, Don and I, when we were gone. And we're not that, you know, really, John, I think about 15 years, you know. Yeah. We look at our, you know, when your granddaughter's going to be like driving.
Yeah.
We're going to be.
Yeah.
Old.
We don't have long to go. Let's be honest.
I just think. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird. But yeah, 71, that's too young.
Yes, that's way too young. I feel bad about that. We got a big show coming up. We got Brittany coming on, Brittany Merlot, who we just absolutely adore having on. We got Ariel Perez, who's a phenomenal young writer for the Green Bay Press Gazette. He covers downtown and all the things happening here. I love his writing. We got Malene Wells from Local 5 Live with the Midwest Farm Report, June Dairy Month. We got Joe coming up, my buddy Joe Ailes. He's veteran, starting up a new cleaning service. He was at Veterans Village, where I was. One of the good guys you'll ever meet. And we got Brian coming up, Kuklinski from the Green Bay Rockers. They're getting started with the season, with the whole thing. That league, I'm going to tell you something, man. The talent that comes through Ashwaubenon in that league is incredible. The number of guys that have made it to Major League Baseball by playing in that league is unbelievable. These are the cream of the crop of college baseball players that come and play in this league.
So then what's an Appleton at Fox Cities?
Well, that's, you know, once they get it, then they sign a major league contract.
Right.
So it's a major league contract, but they play in the minor leagues. But they're, you know, the contract is with, like, the Brewers.
Right.
Right. Here, so they're not affiliated yet with a professional team.
So they go from here to the professional and then back to Appleton. Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, maybe.
But they're at about the same level as the guys in Appleton. Yeah.
Wow.
They really are. The talent level with the Green Bay Rockers in that Northland League is amazing.
Yeah.
The guys that come through there. It really is.
Yeah, we got to get over there.
Yeah. So we got to start talking about them a lot. You know, baseball season's here now locally and everything. But it's a really great level of baseball. It really and truly is.
Cool.
So,
and that's a great stadium, right?
Oh, I mean,
it's
beautiful.
It's nice.
Just fantastic. Yeah. Just amazing. And again, not to talk politics, but that could have been right down the road here in Green Bay. Yep. I was working. I went and spoke twice at the city council meeting.
Look, I was all for it.
You were there. You were in the meetings, and I pushed to get that in Green Bay, and it was turned down, and Ashwaubenon grabbed it.
It wasn't turned down. It was just delayed and delayed by these aldermen. And then, of course, they, you know, did we win the battle and lose the war? Did we, you know, they all lost their jobs. They didn't get reelected, but I would have rather had the stadium.
Yeah, and I still talk about when they said, well, maybe we could have high school football games there, like Green Bay West could play there, and one guy complained, I dispute that. That would take away the home field advantage of Green Bay West. And I said, do you know their record over the last 5 years?
And they didn't.
And the guy's like, well, not exactly. I said, well, it's 2 wins and 32 losses. How much of a home field advantage do you think they have?
Oh, and then it was delayed.
I had 2 different guys come up to me afterwards from the city council, asked if I'd run in politics. They said, boy, we could use you in politics.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because you knew what you were talking about.
Yeah.
And a lot of those people on that council at that time did not.
What a waste of time it was, almost.
Oh, yeah. And
it's like, what are you doing? Why are you here? You're just wasting time.
Think about.
You're complaining for the sake of complaining.
Exactly. Just to get. And think about the presenter, too. I mean, the guy putting up the money.
Right.
I mean, time is money, right?
Absolutely. Everything was planned. Yeah. I went over there. I sat and watched. We would have designed that stadium so that the sun wasn't in the batter's eyes.
Right.
We had the whole thing planned. You have the landscape of the city behind it.
And the kayaking to get kickballs.
Everything in the river. Yeah. It would have been fantastic. Yeah, we had it all planned out, but nope. Can't do it.
But they're not. Nope. Nope. In office anymore,
nope.
So that's good.
Can't do
well,
it.
Some of them still are.
I would have, you know, if I was in office, I would have been.
I came close.
Yeah, I know you did, because you got ticked. I would have not been nice to some people.
But we need to.
I'm going to be honest with
you.
But
it's great that they're.
Yeah, we're all moved on. Yeah, whatever. And now I'm swabbing on hands.
We're all moved on.
We've all moved on. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Brittany Merlot, Ariel Perez, the Green Bay Press Gazette, Malaine Wells, Channel 5. My buddy Joe, Brian from the Rockers. We got a full show, folks. Back right after this.
Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. A beautiful Tuesday morning here. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. There is no longer a reason to wait to replace your windows and doors, because if you order today, you get zero interest for up to 48 months. That's right. Up to 4 years with zero interest. You have until May 31st at Pella, so jump on it right now. When it comes to replacing or upgrading your windows and doors, you want to feel confident that your choices will turn out exactly how you envisioned. Would it make more sense in your home to go with black frame windows or white? Whether your home is newer, classic, mid-century modern, or something truly historic, Pella's design lets you virtually see what you'd like before you order. Before you buy vinyl, water, fiberglass, Pella has all the options to bring your vision to life, creating the perfect style for your home. Zero interest, free financing up to 48 months if you order by May 31st. Certain restrictions apply. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com. I know that Brittany Merlot has Pella windows in her cabin out in the middle of the woods, just northeast of Wausau. Hi, Brittany.
Good morning,
Brittany.
I know,
I'm out here in the middle of nowhere, but it's all good. I like it.
Hi, Brittany. How are you?
Trail riding today. I'm good. How are you?
Good, really good.
Did you get your bike?
Well, no, but
okay. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I didn't know. We talked about that on Thursday, right, Todd?
Yeah, we were wondering if you went and got it.
They weren't open.
No. We talked about that, too, when you were here, and they said the hours. It was late, like 3 o'clock in the afternoon they opened, or 2:30, and you said, oh, yeah, that okay, good.
But because I was leaving for the UP, okay, earlier, so it's like 1 o'clock. So, but what I did do is that I told them I had that bike that I wanted to donate to them, and it said bike donations only during business hours.
Uh-huh.
So it wasn't business hours, but I still dropped it off at their thing.
Oh, I'm sure they love that.
No, but listen.
I'm sure they love
that. So I duct taped my business card onto the bike.
Nice.
I did. I'm not even kidding. I duct taped my business card onto the bike. Both wheels were off of it. It was such a Uper thing. Yeah. So I duct taped that. Yeah. And but so I'm going to hope. Well, they're not open today either. They're only open like Wednesday. So I got to go tomorrow. I'm going to get it. And then I'm going to first. Actually, what I want to do, I want to find out. I'm following Pete and Tracy on their bike to New York.
Right.
And I want them to say, hey, hold up, because I want to meet up with them.
Yeah,
right.
See you.
What?
Right.
Yeah.
I am. I'm going to. Oh, my God.
They're in Indiana this in morning, just so you know.
I can get to Indiana like nothing. You watch. These thighs, I put these things in motion, it's unbelievable. Yeah. Hi, Brittany.
They're sore, John.
Hi.
Huh?
Pete was sore. You know, kind of shape he's in.
Yeah.
Pete was sore. So you should take note of that.
I've been wearing my biker short underwear, though.
Yeah, nice.
Just to get.
Okay, that's why we're waist up here, Brittany. We're waist up.
Just to get used to it. Yeah, I'm just saying.
I don't want to look over.
Brittany, do you wear biker shorts? Do you bike long distance?
You have just been wearing them to work, or have you been wearing them?
No, under my jeans. Under my jeans. I can show you.
No, pass, Brittany.
Are they the padded
They're
ones?
They're not the padded ones.
Okay, because that would be even creepier.
No, but I'm working my way up to that. Yeah.
I'll tell you, though, I was riding without the padded shorts. It took me about 3 weeks before my butt didn't hurt anymore. So keep that in mind.
Thank you, Brittany. I mean, people don't realize what that does, right? I mean, it's quite the thing.
It sure is.
Inflicts your bodily damage. Yeah.
And then you come up to every other bump, you're standing up because you just don't even want to feel it anymore. Yep.
Thank you.
Why don't you just get a different bike seat?
Do you have one of those foam bikes or gel bike seats?
Right. Yeah.
I have one of the gel ones.
You do have a gel one.
And you still got
sore?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Rides a little further than
Once I start this, Jim, I mean, I'm not even kidding. You're going to be shocked and amazed. You're going to be like, hey, what'd you do yesterday? And I'm going to be like, well, I biked to Stevens Point and back.
Oh, my God. All right. Yeah. I'm writing this all down, Brittany.
Please do. All right.
So, Brittany, weather.
I got to tell you something, okay? I was thinking about you the other day. Do you realize that in Iowa last week, in one day, they had 16 tornadoes touchdown in one day in the state of Iowa? Is that like a record-breaking kind of thing?
Oh, gosh. I'm not sure if it's record-breaking. It might be, but Iowa, I swear, is becoming like the new target.
Is that crazy?
But yes, it is. It's too close.
I know, right? Why? Yeah. Why is that all of a sudden?
You know, the low pressure systems are just sweeping right through there. It's really just the heart of where that warm front is lifting. The cold front is pushing right behind it, and it's getting enough moisture and stability and just everything it needs. And it's spinning up right into Iowa. But a lot of that, too, if you noticed, is going into northern Illinois and southern Wisconsin, too.
That's what I mean, that's not that far away.
Yeah. And I think we've had, almost near 40-something tornado warnings so far this season, which is record-breaking for us to have that many so far this season in the state of Wisconsin.
Brittany, I don't mean to interrupt, but what have I always talked about how I'm going to finally make some money in this world? How am I going to do it? Follow shelters in the tornado alley.
Oh, yeah.
So I actually took a picture of this article that was in the New York Times, okay? I'm going to read this to you, Brittany.
Okay.
Tornado shelters. People are investing in Tornado Alley in tornado shelters. When a powerful EF4 tornado ripped through Greenfield, Iowa last week, TJ Oder, the chief of the town's volunteer fire department, said his house took a direct hit. Still, his family was saved by a private tornado shelter he had installed when he built his residence in 2014. Oder said that when the twister struck, he was helping to prepare a triage center to treat injured neighbors and get them to hospitals, while his family members were hunkered down in his personal shelter.
You know,
wow.
John's got a lot of dreams. This one could work. We even text the mayor of Oklahoma City, Mick Cornett. He was the mayor there for like 18 years, long time. And we asked him about these places.
Personal shelters.
And he said, you know what? Some people have them, but not enough. So I think there's a market for
it. My God, there's a market for it.
And they don't have public ones.
I'm going to make my million.
And especially if they're Iowa, people from
Tornado
Iowa,
Alley.
But they like Wisconsin people. It's not like if you would go down to some, maybe if you go to Mississippi, with Northerners, but Iowa, they like us.
Right.
So I think they would be very.
Isn't that something, though?
No, I think that's
true. His house was completely destroyed.
Right.
And his family was completely safe because he had a fallout shelter.
Yeah.
Which I'm going to build for people.
I think, and Brittany, I think it would be super
help
easy.
Me on this.
We're just going to get one of those.
I will.
Just, I think one or two scoops with that big, like, bucket thing.
Yeah.
We're there.
Oh, we're there.
That'd be my job.
Yeah. Just all right. Scoops. We're doing it. All right, Brittany, we got a text for you.
Okay.
Brittany, promise us some nice 3-week forecast of no rain and just sun. And then I got another text for you. It said Northwestern Iowa, Southwest Minnesota, wettest 2-month period since records began in 1893.
Wow.
Wow. What's okay. I did not know that.
I didn't think wettest we had that much period. Rain.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I mean, down there, that part of the world has gotten it hit so hard.
Yeah.
They sure have every single time. And even in the winter, too, they were getting some of the bigger snowstorms as well. So a lot of the storm systems really targeting that area.
Isn't it weird, though? It used to be, I mean, every time it's like Kansas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, you know, getting hit, Texas. And now all of a sudden, Iowa is crazy.
But Brittany,
well, I mean, I think it's the temperatures. We're all slowly warming just a little bit. Our climate's changing just a little bit. So that Tornado Alley is shifting just a little bit, right?
Wow.
So if you think about it, then pretty soon it would be here into Wisconsin.
Wow.
Yeah. And that cold air hitting the warm air, or vice versa, however that works, makes for a bumpy flight home. That happened last night. And the guy said, as soon as we get closer to like halfway through, he goes, the first half of this flight's going to be smooth. But then, and even I was telling John when we went down there, they really flew over to Michigan, Ohio, just to get around these storms. There's just a lot of storms this weekend. What, there's 4,000 flight delays or something? I mean, but it's bad on the ground here, but, you know, it's a little bad up there, too.
I was thinking
shout out to air traffic controllers over this weekend. They have the craziest job and moving around all of those storms, too, with the weather and then the amount of travel. My goodness.
So, I can't think of
everybody safe up in the sky.
And people get a little bit more freaked out because of that guy that got whacked on that one plane. I mean, the turbulence there was almost 6,000 feet. I mean, that doesn't happen. But it was, there were no drinks, you know, halfway through. So we had
a bad job for a person, like you, Jim, would be horrible at like customer service. You'd be terrible.
John, I made my. No, John.
No, you'd be terrible, Jim.
That is so untrue. I bought
bought this toaster and it doesn't work. Well, what's wrong with it? Well, it just, the bread, don't even know how to use it.
Right.
Did you read the owner's manual? Yeah. Well, no, I'm 94, but my grandson bought this. Well, you know what? Call your grandson. Next. That's how you'd be terrible at that.
And on the phone, it'd be, okay, bye.
Bye.
These guys said, don't.
Todd, are you with me? You'd be the worst person in customer service ever.
No,
I might be.
Thank you, Todd.
I think I'm good. John, here's...
No, you're not, Jim.
There's two... I'm not great. I just let me finish here. Okay. I don't think I'm really good with smart people. No, not with dumb people. Yeah. I'm not. I'll admit that.
Yeah.
But most people I could... Oh, okay, I understand. But,
no, you would not.
Yeah, if they were...
Oh,
they could
no.
speak in complete sentences.
Todd,
and they weren't from the
one.
UP, and they weren't, no, you know. No. But okay. Yeah. All right, so John, what was your point on that? So
I would be the worst... Air traffic controller person in American history.
Yeah, you'd just be like, you'd walk away. Turn on your radar.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that's true. And I only say this, and Brittany, I think you'll appreciate this. One year at EAA, you know, all the air traffic controllers are in Oshkosh.
Yep.
I went out late one night to a bar in Neenah, and all the air traffic controllers were there from EAA.
Really?
Oh, cool.
Those boys and girls can drink.
No,
they know how to have fun. They know how to have fun.
I was not walking the next morning.
Oh my God. Wow.
Jaeger bombs, if I even smell Red Bull.
My Lord. That's the last thing I ever would have thought of.
Stress, though. Can you imagine the stress in that tower? Oh, man.
That's what I mean. That would be my worst job possible.
That would be.
I'd be terrible at that job.
That would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this is Delta 427. We're looking for a who are you? Delta 4. I don't have anything here about Delta 427.
No, what John would do. This is what Johnny would do. Johnny would be like, "There's Delta 427, you know, and you know, looking for clearance." And John would be like, "Delta, You guys lost a bag of mine. You guys had back. Well, it, I was in Nugani, and I flew, and you guys went out to Arizona.
Did
and
you fight it? Where are you from, Delta? Phoenix. Did you go to ASU? I went to ASU. Oh, my God. What do I think about that quarterback thing I'm coming
right,
in?
What year did you play?
Yeah. Yeah, that would be me.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't get stay focused. It wouldn't be. That would be a very tense job. It would. So, Brittany, this weather, we did not have a great weekend here weather-wise.
Well, yesterday wasn't bad. I was in O'Connell Falls for the really, really, really nice Memorial Day celebration. Mm-hmm. And I call it, you know what? People, here's I'm going to tell you something. Everybody says, you know, there's the cool thing now is to say you don't celebrate Memorial Day. You honor Memorial Day.
Right.
Okay, that's fine. I go against the grain on that. I say you celebrate it because those people that died fighting for our country, you know what they fought for? For our way of life.
Right.
Our way of life, to have a great weekend, to celebrate, to whatever. They fought for that. They fought for our way of life. So I go against the grain. I say, yeah, we respect the hell out of them, but we also have fun on that day because that's what they fought for our way of life.
Right. And we talked on Sunday at my show that to really enjoy that day, you need to do something like you did.
Right.
Go to a cemetery, go to an event, and there's so many of those.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Did you
all
see
over.
That?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So anyway, I would agree. It's okay to celebrate because that would make them happy.
Absolutely. That's the point I'm getting at.
Yeah.
They fought for that. They fought for us to have our way of life.
Right.
Yep. So, exactly. So
but
that's
honor,
how I feel.
But honor them first.
Yep. How about you, Brittany?
What'd you do?
I'd have to agree with you 100%. I love the way you put that because that's how I look at life as well. You just got to celebrate the memories, the moments, and what they did. So,
yeah, exactly. Amazing. So what do we got coming up?
Oh, gosh. We've got some more rain and showers and storms here this afternoon and into the evening. Probably about 2 to 7 would be the time frame for Green Bay and the Fox Valley. About a trace to a tenth of an inch or so. Nothing too crazy, but some sunshine tomorrow and into Thursday. It'll be bright and beautiful, low 70s. But then Saturday throughout Monday, we're getting a little active again with more shower. And
we don't want that, Brittany.
Brittany, you got to move the.
I know.
You're never coming on again.
Brittany, you got to move the weather pattern. No, the weekend's got to be nicer. We'll take
the rain.
Work on it, Brittany.
Wednesday, Thursday.
Work on it.
Can't wait for a big bike trip. We're doing this.
Me too.
We're doing this.
We better.
We're doing
get that
this.
Bike.
I promise.
Buy it.
I am.
Okay,
and the gel shorts.
It's never going to happen.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Brittany. You're awesome.
Thank you,
bye,
Brittany.
Guys. Have a good week.
Take care of you, too. Brittany Merlot. Love having her on. Yeah. We got some great guests, as I mentioned. Ariel Perez from Green Bay Press Gazette. Malaine Wells from Channel 5. We got some good stuff, folks. Stay with us. Hey, welcome back. Mine and the Mayor here on a good looking Tuesday morning. 55 degrees in Green Bay, 55 in Appleton, 55 in Oshkosh. That's unusual. I don't think we've ever had the exact same.
You know what?
Temperatures.
Oshkosh is usually just a little bit warmer.
55 all the way and all no wind out there at all.
We don't have the wind aerial on our screen. John looks out the window and he looks at that flag by Schreiber and he is within, I tell you, I'm. This surprises me. He is within like 1 or 2 degrees of the
miles per hour.
And yeah. When it comes to the direction,
I got that weird thing. I can tell you how
the direction he's spot on too. So anyway.
Ariel Perez, am I pronouncing it right? Ariel.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
what would the real way be?
Well, you know, everybody asked me that, in Spanish is Ariel.
Ariel.
Yeah.
Ariel.
But you know, it might be difficult for a lot of people. So I said, just say Ariel.
No, I'm doing Ariel.
All right.
Because I'm cool. Green Bay Press Gazette, you do such a phenomenal job on reporting and writing on downtown Green Bay. Just incredible. And like I said, I met you when we were just starting this show, and I said, I want you to come on my show. And 11 months later, we finally have.
Here we are.
But boy, do you have your finger on the pulse of Green Bay, which is so cool. Tell me about that.
Well, you know, I started in 2022 as a small business and entrepreneurship reporter.
Yep.
That changed that year, like halfway through the year. There were some changes at Gannett, and I, you know, they moved me to this beat, which is called Streetwise.
Right.
Right. And that's, you know, the ins and outs of not just Green Bay, but the Green Bay area.
Right, the whole metro area, yep.
Well, yeah. It's even bigger than that. Your article today was on in the shipbuilding.
Yeah.
So you go outside of...
Well, that depends. That was my editor. We were short on...
Oh, he stuck you up there. All right.
And he said, hey, can you do this?
That's the, having been in the media for about 40 years, that's so you better right. be able to have like, yeah.
Yeah, so he was
Swiss
like,
Army
can,
knife
can
type
you
of
do
thing.
This yeah. today? And I'm like, well, sure, I'll write it. And but yeah, so it's mostly... in and out, new businesses. Yep. I also take some time off to do other kind of stories,
right.
More regional. We're working right now in one that has to do with Wisconsin's economy. But that's in collaboration with Milwaukee
sure.
and other parts of Wisconsin.
But we got to get to your background is fascinating, your whole story. Do you mind just... telling your
sure.
personal story, because I think it's phenomenal. Go ahead.
So, well, yeah, you want to talk about my life?
Yeah, and your family. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Give me your family history.
So I'm Cuban. Yeah. I was born in the 80s, let's say.
Yeah.
And I lived in Cuba until I was 13 years old. And then,
what was it like?
It was tough. I mean... I remember it was the last years of the you know the Soviet
Castro
Union
and, yeah.
and because the Berlin Wall fell in 1991 right
but 89
yeah 89 sorry and so I was like 5 years old
right
and then those first years of the 90s 1991 1992 were very bad in Cuba. I remember a lot of people were struggling. There were a lot of, unrest in the community.
Right. Nobody knew what was going to happen, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
and just everything got really bad because the country didn't have enough oil for the electricity. So there were a lot of blackouts and people were getting arrested. They were pissed off. And
what did your family do?
My family, my dad, I was one of the lucky ones. My dad would travel a lot because he was an editor. He edited books, translated books.
Oh, he was in journalism types?
Well, he's a philologist, so in the British language, so he knew.
Wow.
And he talks several languages, French,
okay.
Portuguese.
But did he grow up in Cuba?
Yeah, yeah.
So he grew up with the whole revolution, yep. with Castro taking yeah. over
and
for Batista.
And my great aunt was the founder of one of the clandestine
wow.
movements in the center of Cuba, Camagüey. It was called 26 de Julio, 26th of July was the movement. It was the clandestine movement that helped the revolution, with against Batista, the dictatorship,
right.
In the towns and cities,
They just went from bad to worse, though, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, really, when you look at it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
it was. It's
did
tough.
They ever talk about the Bay of Pigs?
Well, yeah, of course. Actually, my dad met the guy. He was friends with the photographer that did the photo of Fidel Castro in the tank.
Kidding.
Yeah, and he said that Fidel wasn't there. He got there late, and he said, okay, take a photo.
Oh, my Lord.
With his tobacco in the mouth.
That sounds like something you would do, Jim, when you were
let him finish.
It does. It's like, I'm not really at the Super Bowl, but take a picture of me.
So, yeah, so, in my family, my great aunt, my dad, my grandfather, they helped a lot, the revolution,
wow.
With resources. They took in sons and daughters of other people that were fighting and took care of them for years, months, two.
Incredible.
And then he was going to get arrested, my grandfather, because they, when the revolution triumphed,
right.
they Fidel said that, they need to take all the guns to keep the people.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
right.
my grandfather
to
had
to keep the people safe where you take all your guns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To take the, he was going to be arrested because he had a pistol, a revolver, and a hunting
yeah.
rifle. And my great aunt had to, intervene and say, hey, this man helped. A lot.
Wow.
The revolution. And then he just gave the guns away. And
Fascinating.
I want to talk about your job here, but when we come back, tell me about, because we've made some efforts to, not we, but our country's made some efforts to open up some things. I know some people have gone down there, tried to get some commerce going. Is that working? I know a couple people right here in Green Bay that took some trips down to Cuba to try to get some economic. Is it? I want to hear your perspective, right? Because you're a native over there. I mean, I can tell you what he told me. And then your work here in Green Bay is all business, right? I mean, which is awesome.
Yeah, it's all business and helping new businesses and just get the word out.
Can we talk about the amazing Cuban baseball players in Major League Baseball?
Sure. And Dominicans as well.
And the Dominicans, my God, it's incredible. Ariel Perez, Green Bay Press Gazette. This is fascinating. Back after this.
Behind the bridge, he lays her down. He frowns. Gee, my life's a funny thing. Am I still too young? He kissed her then and there. She took his ring, took his babies. It took him minutes, took her now.